Pringles, Johnson O'Malley program students, and the Shatquan dancers. They performed at the close of the celebration, which was organized by the Wrangell Cooperative Association, and showcased the cultural pride of the Tlingit people with many events throughout the weekend. On Saturday, before the rededication ceremony started, I spoke with Sanuk, who traveled from Bellingham, Washington, back home to Wrangell.
What does it mean to you being able to come here today for this ceremony?
It's very exciting. As a kid, I come down here and play all the time, and you know, run around the beaches and whatnot here on the island, at Shakes Island, and this is the ancestors. You know, this is their house, is how they used to live, and I believe that they're still here with us, looking down, and we're honoring them today, and it's just a really beautiful thing.
Friday morning before the parade started, I had the opportunity to take part in the children's storytelling with Ishmael Hope. It was held inside Shake's tribal house. To enter inside the house, I had to climb through a small doorway located at the base of the bear screen on the front of the house. Once inside, it opened up into a huge, beautifully crafted room. I was immediately enveloped in the scent of cedar and felt in awe at the beautiful, warm color of wood and carvings that surrounded me. I could see the individual adze marks that shaped each plank used to rebuild this structure over the past 2 years. Even though the morning air was brisk outside, it was warm inside as Hope pointed to the intricately carved posts and called them masterworks.
These are our recreations led by Steve Brown. And I'd say they're masterworks in their own right. And when you look at the originals that are in the museum, they were carved by a Kikstadi carver from Wrangell named Kajistu Akch. He was called by Lewis Chotridge Stuokar. He called Kajistu Akch the greatest of Tlingit carvers. And so we go to school and you study. There's Leonardo, there's Michelangelo, there's these great artists, Vincent van Gogh, Willem de Kooning, Jackson Pollock. These artists that you might study at some time, but just know, right here in our own community, in this community, you have one of the greatest artists, I'd say, in human history. One of the greatest artistic achievements is the carvings of Kajistu Akch.
Wrangell Elementary School children listened, and Ishmael Hope had their full attention as he spoke about the artistry of the house and the Tlingit culture.
Storytellers right from here, their stories, even though they didn't write them down or someone wrote them down for them, their stories were just as good as any book you'll ever read. Their achievements on a literary level. So you can read Shakespeare, you can read other poets, you can read Mark Twain, and you can also listen to the stories of John Cadishan and Tom Ucas right in our own community.
The parade started at the Stikine Inn, with dance groups drumming, singing, and dancing as they winded their way down the street to end on Shakes Island. Here, the different groups began to sing and dance in celebration and in the anticipation of events to come. During the rededication ceremony, one clan leader from a neighboring community spoke about the awesome task of refurbishing the Shake's house and how at first it seemed like a large mountain that was too big to climb. But with the community coming together, it was rebuilt, and now it gives people shelter. He related that just like the Shake's tribal house, the Tlingit culture can lift up the people and give them shelter. After the ceremony, I met a young man who shared some of his experiences of this historical event.
My name is Devlin Anderstrom. My Tlingit name is Shakoish. I came down on the canoe from Yakutat. We actually flew to Juneau and paddled from there, though. We had some pretty rough weather on the way down. We lost our canoes twice. We got it back the first time, but the second time we had to just take the safety boat all the way to Petersburg and pick up another one there.
Anderstrom's canoe crew gave him the honor of asking to come ashore when they arrived in Wrangell.
What does it mean to you to be able to come here and participate in the ceremony?
Well, it means a lot. The Tekwaydi are my grandfather's people, so my family's not from here. They're from farther north, but they're the same clan. You know, it's just, I think it's really special that we got invited to come down here and take part in this.
My experience at the Sheikh's House rededication ceremony was uplifting as I could see how many youth were present and immersed in their beautiful and prideful Tlingit culture. This is made possible by elders participating and sharing their knowledge. I was also inspired to see how many people from other communities showed up to share in this experience, and in doing so acknowledge the importance of Tlingit culture. With support from the Institute of Museum and Library Services, I'm Jessica Urimia.